I hope you filthy perverts recall how I fucked my son, who was home for a visit, and how he called all his friends up and they came over and they all gangbanged me. What a fucking night that was. There I was at home, cleaning house, when there was a knock on the door. It was some door-to-door salesman trying to sell me something. He asked if the lady of the house was at home, and I said, no, I'm just a cleaning lady, which I am, so it wasn't really a lie. Well, after I got rid of him, I decided to have a little fun. So I got dressed up in some black stockings, a short black skirt, a tight-knit white tank top, low scoop neckline, an uplift bra that made my really already big tits look even bigger, and a crisp white lacy apron. And to top it all off, I wore black high heels and a white pearl necklace, all stuff I had around the house. I was feeling kind of slutty, you know, after that salesman had called, and I decided that I wanted to play a joke on my husband and pretend to be a French maid for when he came home. Except he was late getting home, and instead, my son showed up with his friends from college. Well, I pretended to be the maid. What else could I do? I didn't want to explain why I was all dressed up like that. Besides, I was already running the vacuum, and I had a mop and pail all set up in the kitchen. My son went along with a gag, and his friends didn't know I was his mother. They all thought I was the housekeeper. And we had a grand old time. Me getting fucked by my son and his friends. All big, hard, young cocks all over the place. And all for me, giving me all their cum. Oh, I was a mess by the time my husband got home. It was great fun. I loved it. So, guess what happened again? Only this time it was nasty. Really, really nasty. You see, my husband and I are members of a large charity fundraising group, and every year we attend a fancy dress costume ball to raise money. Hubby decided this year that we'd go as a priest and a nun. We rented our costumes, and we both looked like the real deal. Him, a pious priest, and me, a virtuous nun. Hubby was dressed up in a priest's frock, including a long black robe, and I was dressed in a nun's habit, all done up in black and white. We looked so much the part. In fact, I won the prize for the most original costume. I felt really sexy and dirty wearing a nun's habit because I wasn't wearing any panties underneath. And I was thinking about all the cocks I had fucked and how nuns don't get none. I mean, any cocks. And that reminded me of the gangbang with my son and his friends. And that got me horny. So, the next day, when hubby was at work, I put on the nun's habit again, and I went into my son's room, pretending to be all pious. "Fuck, Mom," he said. "You look like a saint dressed like that." "Thank you," I said, but I felt more like a devil than a saint. "Tell me, have you ever thought about fucking a nun?" And I looked at him and smiled. He said no, but he had always wanted to, so I had him take off all his clothes, and in hardly any time at all, he was all naked, and he was already hard, his big cock poking straight out. My son had the most suckable cock you can imagine. It is nice and thick, and all veiny, and has a big mushroom head. And when he leaks pre-cum, like he was now, well, it just made my mouth water. I ached to feel my son's cock in my mouth. And so I dropped to my knees, and I started to lick it, and then suck it.
"Oh, Jesus, Mom, your mouth is heavenly. Take the whole thing in your mouth. Please, Mom."
And so I did. I licked up and down his shaft. All the way down to his balls. And then I licked them too while he was stroking his shaft. Then I made my way back up to the tip. He was leaking copious amounts of pre-cum by then, and I had to lick it all up. But there was so much, and he was so hard and horny that his cock just slipped all the way inside my mouth, and he started fucking my face. He couldn't help it. He was so needy, and I was so encouraging, saying things like how much I loved his cock, how it was so much bigger than his father's. And how it was so suckable. How I had often thought about his cock and how I enjoyed it when he fucked me with it. And so pretty soon my son asked, "Can I please fuck you, Mom?" Well, who was I to say no when I wanted it just as much as he did? So I told him, "Of course you can fuck me. But first we need to spread the word of God. So call your friends up and tell them to get over here really quick." Yes, another gangbang. I could hardly wait for them to get here. The same six boys that fucked and filled my cunt as a housemaid soon arrived, and they nearly fainted when they saw a nun sucking on their friend's, my son's, prick. They asked me when had I decided to give up being a maid and instead serve God, and I told them I never could stick with one job for long, but now I had found the job I liked best of all, and that was sucking and fucking. So I told his friends to get naked, and I started playing with their stiff, young, hard cocks. They were all so big and swollen. One of the boys ran his hand up under my habit, and when his hand reached my wet snatch, he said, "Fuck, the nun has no panties on." Soon the other boys were feeling my cunt and slipping fingers into my greedy gash. My huge tits were exposed, and I had mouths sucking on my very big nipples, and that always made my cunt wet. One of the boys, eager to get things started, pushed me onto my back, but my son was the first one to drive his big fat prick into his mother's fuckhole while I sucked somebody's cock. I don't know whose. There I was, flat on my back, a hard cock fucking my throat, and with my habit torn open, I was fully exposed. One of the boys straddled my chest and started to tit fuck me. I love a good tit fuck. He spit a big glob onto my chest to lube my tits up, and then he told me to hold my tits together for him so he could fuck them. I swear, these boys would fuck anything. So I did what he said, and soon he had his big, long, hard cock sliding between my tits, almost touching my chin on the upstroke. I would have stuck out my tongue to lick his tip, except I was being face-fucked at the same time. Soon I felt the prick that was fucking my face start to spew a load of cum into my mouth and down my throat. Oh, that tastes so good. I love the taste of a young man's jizz. My son said, "Sister or nun, whatever you prefer to be called, here's a load of spunk in your dirty, filthy, holy fuckhole." And I felt his prick filling my twat with a big load of baby batter, and I was coming on his cock myself. Feeling a cock filling my cunt with man juice always makes me cum. Especially hearing the noises a man makes when he comes. It's like a trigger or something, and I just explode. As soon as my son slipped out of my cunt, another prick was quickly filling my snatch. It made the cum ooze from my fuck box and trickle down over my taint and pool under my ass. The boy that was tick-fucking me said, "I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I can't hold it. I can't hold it. I'm gonna spunk your tits." And he dropped a big load of spunk on my tits and in between them too, which lubed up my tit tunnel for the next cock to fuck them. The next boy took his cock and spread the previous kid's jizz all over each nipple, making them all big and hard. And then he grabbed my tits and held them together while he tit-fucked me too, this time holding my head up and fucking his tip into my mouth too while he fucked my tits. Dressed as a nun always made me feel dirty and nasty. It made the sex better. And fucking my own son made it even dirtier. It was heavenly. I was telling the boys to fuck me, to fuck every hole I had, and to call me names. One boy said, "Sister, open your fucking mouth. I'm gonna come down your throat." And another boy said, "Sister, squeeze your big fat tits together over my cock. I need to fuck your tits." Another boy said, "Sister, spread your legs open. I have a big cock, and it needs to go somewhere. It might as well be in your holy cunt." I was feeling filthy, and when they started calling me a filthy cunt, a cum dump whore, I loved it. I was moaning and begging for more. I had loads of spunk on my face, in my hair, all over my big tits, and lots of cum in my sloppy fucking cunt. The great thing about young guys is their pricks get hard again really fast, and they love fucking a fuck shoot full of cum. Especially when they think I'm a nun and I'm telling them to fuck my slutty, dirty-talking mouth and to fill my greedy cunt with their pricks and their jizz. There were six of them taking turns fucking and coming on me and in me while calling me a cunt hungry for prick. Once they were all spent, they thanked my son for a great party and left. I was still laying on the floor, my legs spread wide, and my cunt full of cum, when my husband walked in.
"Jesus," he said, "what the fuck has happened here?"
Our son was laying beside me, and he said, "Hi, Dad. Mom was horny, and she wanted to get gangbanged, so I called my friends over, and we all fucked her." Leave it to my son to be direct like that. I said to hubby, "It was all the nun's outfit and you dressing as a priest that did it to me. All I could think about was the bishop and the priest fucking me. You remember how they made me do dirty, nasty, filthy, disgusting things? Oh, boy, their cocks fucking my throat, fucking my cunt, fucking my ass. And how you and my son joined in? Well, thinking about that made me horny, and I needed lots of cock. I still do feel horny, and my cunt is hungry for more spunk. So will you please fuck me? Please fuck me on the floor like a filthy cum-dump cunt." My son quickly said, "I will." And before I knew it, he was quickly between my legs and driving his prick into my snatch while hubby was watching our son plow his mommy's cum-filled cunt. "Fuck me, baby," I cried out. "Make mommy's cunt come. Mommy's sloppy cunt is going to milk your balls, baby."
"It is, mommy. I can feel your gash sucking my cum into it."
I said to my husband, "When our son unloads in my fuck box, are you gonna fuck your filthy, slutty wife while I'm covered in another man's cum?" I felt my son shoot his jizz balls deep in my cunt and roll off me, and his dad climbed between my legs and guided his short, stubby prick in between my swollen, well-fucked cunt. I kissed him with my cum-covered mouth and asked him if he liked fucking my married cunt full of spunk from lots of other cocks. He said he loved it. He loved fucking his whore of a nun of a wife, and he hoped I would never stop being a slut. I told him I love being gang-banged. I love being a gang-bang cum-dump. And I will fuck anyone he or my son wants. I know I'm a slut. And I guess I always will be a dirty cum dump for anyone who wants to fuck my greedy cunt.